We are now going to segue into the boys portion of our broadcast. Coming up after a two-minute timeout, we will get into the broadcast with a player profile interview, and after that, a conversation we had this week with Wahigh head coach John Golden. That comes your way after we take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Wahigh Blue Devils on KGDC 1320 AM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Blue Devils Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to be joined by Wahigh's Justin Oliveris for our player profile segment. Justin, first of all, how has the season gone thus far from your perspective? We're about a third of the way in. A lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot of peaks and valleys.
I think we're doing pretty good so far. We got those two big league wins on the road, so that's really good. I think we can play better team defense and find our roles a little bit better, but so far I think we're doing good.
This past week was a tough one for the ball club, obviously. A couple of tough losses up in Lewiston at the fifth annual Avista Holiday Tournament, but against a couple of very good ball clubs in two-time defending Class 2A state champion Clarkson and Anacortes. What were the lessons learned from those games last week?
I think we need to learn how to play better team defense and get more ready for the games beforehand, because that kind of hurt us, and just be ready for our opponents next time.
Would you say up to this point that the two wins on the road in the Mid-Columbia Conference, the biggest highlights of the season thus far?
Yeah, I would agree. Those are huge. I mean, we both games we played great as a team, made our shots, and played great defense, so I think those are big.
And I guess they're also big from the standpoint that I see a lot of teams in the Mid-Columbia Conference perhaps going into Chiawana and into Kamiakin and coming away with the L.
I would agree. Those are two big teams in our conference. Kamiakin's got a big guy in Isaiah Brimmer, and Mitch shut him down. That was huge. And Chiawana's got two big guys, too. They're going to be hard to stop for any team.
And how are things going for you thus far in the season?
I think I'm doing pretty good, getting used to the post, and my shot's starting to fall, so I feel pretty confident for the games ahead.
Now, getting used to the post, what are some of the adjustments that you've had to make compared to past history, if you will?
I just got to learn the plays better, know how to set good screens, and rebound. Rebounding's big for my team. I need to start crashing the boards a little more.
Well, now that the Christmas break has come and gone, things really get serious now. This weekend, the Blue Devils will be taking on Hanford on the road and those big, bad Richland Bombers at home. What a way to get back into conference play.
Yeah, these are going to be two huge games. Hanford's got a really good shooter in Ben Seaman, and Richland's got a really good sophomore and lots of guys who can play for them as well, and the 7-3 guys can be tough.
And that will do it for this edition of our Player Profile segment. We'll have more after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Total Office Concepts and Xerox, leading names in office technology, have teamed up to bring real and affordable solutions for managing and printing documents. With the Xerox exclusive app gallery, you can customize the Xerox MFP to handle documents the way you need, rather than conforming to some vendor's idea of how your workflow should be managed. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 at Total Office Concepts. We make your workspace work.
What do Elgin Appliance and Maytag dishwashers have in common?
Maytag offers dependable cleaning built into every dishwasher with their Jet Clean Plus wash system.
While Elgin Appliance customers have come to depend on their knowledge, selection, and prices,
Maytag offers the four-step clean system, starting with spray jets with the power of 25 gallons per minute and the maintenance-free filter, along with the four-blade chopper, and finally, high-heat steam to sanitize.
So when purchasing your next dishwasher, depend on Maytag and Elgin Appliance and Milton Free Water.
Hey, Walla Walla, Scott Jordan of Paragon Auto Sales. Do you know what you get when we say come join the Paragon Auto Sales family? We help in all aspects of the vehicle industry. We'll appraise your vehicle for free. We'll help you sell your vehicle. Need help finding a good mechanic? 20 years of experience, I have a great group of businesses I do business with. I do this every day. I can help you save time and money. That's just a fraction of what you get when you join our family. And no, you don't have to buy a vehicle to join. Just call or like our Facebook page. Let me be your car guy, Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. I'm Roy Elia. We now make our way into the Coach's Corner segment of our broadcast. And head coach John Golden, two very tough tests last week at the fifth annual Vista Holiday Tournament. The Blue Devils going up against two-time defending Class 2A state champion Clarkston and Anacortes. Tell us the lessons learned from those two contests, a couple of defeats, but against two very respectable ball clubs.
Yeah, they were. You got to give them credit. They're two good teams, two good programs. I was just really disappointed in our effort. I just didn't think we played very well, especially that second day. I just thought we just did some things uncharacteristic. We turned the ball over a lot, and we hadn't done that probably since the first game. We took some bad shots. Defensively, we didn't do things properly. It was just kind of a frustrating day from my perspective. The effort from the kids was great, as usual, but we've got some things that we need to shore up, and we need to do it quickly because we're getting back into league play.
Without question, and when it comes to making the adjustments necessary, it's not a case where you're having to reinvent the wheel.
No, I don't think so. You know, we talked about this last week, I think you and I did, and it's just getting them to understand that they need to do it this way every time down the court. And that's just finding that consistency piece is really what we're looking for, offensively and defensively. And I think once we figure out, you know, if we can get a little more consistent, I think, you know, I like where we're headed, but we've got to figure that out.
We're a third of the way through this 2016-17 season as we are speaking right now. Obviously, the big highlights, those two MCC wins on the road at Chiawana and at Kamiakin, and even bigger from the standpoint that I suspect there'll be some teams going into those venues and not coming away as fortunate as you guys were a couple of weeks ago.
Well, you're right. That's that inconsistency piece where we play really well against those two teams on the road, and then not so well against, you know, a couple other teams. So that's what we just talked about that in practice this week, that we got to find that consistency. We know the level that we can play at, both offensively and defensively. Now we need to put it all together and find, you know, find out if we can do it, bring it every night. That's what we need to do.
And the next opportunity is coming with weekend contests against Hanford on the road Friday night. And on Saturday night, the Richland Bombers will be making their way to the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium.
Yeah, it'll be a tough weekend. We got to go to Hanford. They've got a returning scorer in Ben Seaman who can really put the points on the board. So he'll be a tough matchup for us. Then we turn around the next night, come back here and play a really good Richland team. So it's going to be a tough weekend for us, but we got to take one at a time here and try to figure out how we're going to defend Hanford and try to put some points on the board against Hanford as well. And then, you know, we'll worry about Saturday probably after Friday night.
And the knock on wood portion of our Coach's Corner interview, address, if you would, the health of the ball club.
Yeah, we got Mason Knowles back this week, which is a big key for us. He's been out all since about the second week of practice with a fractured foot. So we got him back to practice this week. Mitch tweaked an ankle at Lewiston, but I think he'll be fine. So I think overall we'll be okay by the time this weekend rolls around.
And that will do it for this edition of the Coach's Corner. We'll have more after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Make it a lean, mean 2017 at Walla Walla's Postal Annex as they provide safe, secure, and super affordable shredding services. Why shred those outdated documents? It can prevent ID theft, protect you, your customers, and employees. It just makes perfect sense to be secure these days. So put those old records to bed and shred for just 99 cents a pound with expert shredding service and more from the pros at Walla Walla's Postal Annex. Owner Sheila Profrock and her crew are always there for you.
Hi, this is Sheila. Come see us in the Plazaway Shopping Center.
Happy New Year!
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. 9th and Rose, Walla Walla. When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla. Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And we're back once again at the Hanford High School Gymnasium in Richland. I'm Roy Elia. We're just moments away from the start of the second half of our MCC doubleheader as the boys now take center stage. The Wahai Blue Devil boys about to take on the Hanford Falcons. And our in-between games activities now continue, presented by the Walla Walla Community College Worker Retraining Program. Walla Walla Community College's Worker Retraining Program has funding for current and new qualifying WWCC students and qualifying workforce programs. For more information, call Kelly Snell, 524-5141. A little bit later on, we'll take care of some girls' business. We will be joined at halftime of the boys' contest by Wahai girls' coach Connor Fish. At that time, we will give you our best pest control sportsmanship moment of the game and our Eric Kimball CPA player of the game. But now we will give you the starting lineups for the upcoming boys' contest presented by Todd Kimball. CPA. First for the visiting Blue Devils, as announced by head coach John Golden. He will start at guard Tyler Green, 6'1 and a junior. Mitch Lesmeister, 6'1 and a senior. At post, Jordan Oliveira, 6'2 and a senior. Dexter Eichley at guard, 6 feet tall and a senior. Logan Mullen at post, 6 feet, 5 inches tall and a senior. Starting lineup for the Hanford Falcons, as announced by head coach Paul Mayer, will include Garrett Horner at guard. He's 5 feet 11 inches tall and a sophomore. Karsten Manderbach at guard. He is 6'1 and a junior. Ben Seaman, the Mid-Columbia Conference's leading scorer, coming in, averaging just under 22 points per game, will start at guard. He is 6 feet 4 inches tall and a senior. Connor Woodward will also start at guard for Hanford. He is 5 feet 10 inches tall and a sophomore. Rounding out the Hanford starting lineup at forward will be Blake Vandertop. He is 6 feet 2 inches tall and a sophomore. Those are your starting lineups for the upcoming boys contest presented by Todd Kimball, CPA. The PA announcer to my immediate right, by way of shoulder, just above my right shoulder, as a matter of fact, just a few rows up, concluding the introduction of the starting lineups for these two ball clubs, the Wahai Blue Devils and the Hanford Falcons. Happy to see Paul Simpkins, one of the best officials you will ever find in the house. He is the head official for this contest. Paul does an outstanding job as a member of the Tri-Cities Officials Association. He does the association and all officials, for that matter, very, very proudly indeed. He is part of the three-man officiating crew working at this contest this evening. He has done numerous high school and collegiate basketball games. I've seen Paul several times at Walla Walla Community College, and he is truly one of the best. Make no mistake about it. Hanford Falcons take the floor first, dressed in their home white jerseys with purple numerals, purple and gold trim. The Wahai Blue Devils out of their huddle, dressed in their road blue jerseys with white numerals and white lettering. Logan Mullen will jump center for the Blue Devils, be opposed by Manderbach, and Hanford controls the tip, and this boys varsity contest is underway. Woodward with the basketball, pass on the far side to Ben Seaman. Seaman drives to the free throw line, jumper on the way, it's good. And just like that, Seaman, who averages 21.8 points per game on the season, drills a free throw line jumper, and Hanford with the early lead, 2-0. Far side, Jordan Oliveras, high post to Mullen. Mullen into the lane, far side to Oliveras, 3 on the way, it's going to be short. Rebound comes off, Dexter Eichley got that one for the Blue Devils. To Green, far side to Eichley, back inside for Mullen. Mullen over a double team, that shot off the back of the rim. Lesmeister knocks the ball away from Manderbach and out of bounds. And are they going to say he fouled him from behind? As a matter of fact, they are. Mitch Lesmeister whistled for that foul. And Hanford will get the basketball back. Ball be inbounded in the backcourt by Manderbach. He will inbound momentarily to Woodward. Woodward front court on the dribble. Pass on the far side to Seaman. Seaman back inside on a give and go to Woodward. And the ball knocked away and out of bounds by the Blue Devils. And Hanford will inbound on the baseline in front court with 27 seconds on the shot clock. Hanford 2, Wahai nothing, just the start of this basketball game. Ball inbounded near corner to Woodward for a three-point attempt that's around and off, no good. Blue Devils come the other way. Far side, Eichley with a basketball. Top of the key to Mullen. Logan Mullen, one dribble to the free throw line. Near side to Lesmeister. Mitchell dribble between the rings. 22 on the shot clock. Far side, Jordan Oliveras. Nice look inside for Green. Green's shot is not good, but he is fouled on the play. Fouled on the play by the Falcons' Garrett Horner. That is his first foul. One team foul aside. Tyler Green, 11.4 points per game on the season. Connects on free throw number one and gets the Blue Devils on the board with 6:51 remaining in the first quarter. A chance to equalize here for Tyler Green. His free throw is good, and we are even at 2-2. Woodward front court for the Falcons. Terminates the dribble between the rings. Pass on the far side to Vandertop. On the near side, it goes to Manderbach for a three on the way that's off the rim, no good, and Green gets the rebound. Pass on the near side to Lesmeister. Lesmeister stops on the wing. High post to Mullen on the near side. Mullen far side to Eichley. Eichley uses a pick by Olivares. Pass on the near side to Lesmeister. Up top to Olivares. Far side to Green. 20 on the shot clock. Green with the basketball. Behind the back with the dribble. Nearly lost the basketball. Now he's going to be tied up far side, but manages to get the ball away from a couple of Falcons. Blue Devils still in possession. Near side, Olivares for three. That's around and off, no good. And the rebound off to Vandertop of the Falcons. Near side with the basketball is Seaman. Ben Seaman, double team for just a moment. Gets it on the near side to Vandertop. He'll drive into the lane, put up a short runner, and knock it down. Blake Vandertop gives Hanford a 4-2 lead. Just over 2 minutes in to the opening quarter. Between the rings, Eichley with the basketball. Dexter, pass on the near side to Mullen. Mullen inside for Lesmeister. Spin move in the lane, left-handed lane off the front of the rim, and the rebound off to Seaman of Hanford. He's double-teamed in the backcourt. Pass on the far side to Woodward. In the far corner, it goes to Vandertop. Back to Woodward. Woodward on the ring. Dribbles to the baseline. Get it back up top. Shot on the way by Vandertop is not good, and Lesmeister gets the rebound. Down the near side to Eichley. 4-2 Hanford, 5:20 and counting. Time remaining, first quarter. Near side, Olivares with the basketball. Jordan gets it top of the key to Mullen. Mullen drives down the right side, and he is bumped and fouled on his way to the goal. He is fouled by Vandertop. His first and the team's second. Ruling on the drive, the Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline in front court, trailing 4-2, 5:13 remaining in the first. Green loops it in the lane for Mullen. Mullen puts it up in the lane and scores. Logan Mullen ties the game at 4. Nearly 3 minutes gone by, first quarter. Far side, Seaman with a basketball. Picked up by Lesmeister. Gets it up top to Vanderbach. Near side to Horner. Back on the far side, it goes to Woodward. Woodward, baseline jumper. In and out, no good, after he got around Lesmeister that time. Rebound, Olivares, off to Lesmeister. Down the far side on the dribble. Mitchell looks to penetrate in deep on the left. Takes it back to the wing. Gets it up top to Eichley. Far side to Lesmeister. Lesmeister down the far side. Lost the ball, but it's recovered by Mullen. But then Mullen bounces it right to Vandertop of Hanford. Blue Devils turn it over. Near side, Seaman with a basketball. Gets it in the corner to a driving Horner. Horner drives to the basket, lays it in. 6-4 Hanford. 4:14 and counting. Time remaining in the first quarter. Eichley, near wing. In for Lesmeister. Dribble to the near corner. Get it on the wing to Eichley. Between the rings to Green. Green on the near side to Lesmeister. Lesmeister, far side to Green. Green will drive. Put it up. Off the glass, off the iron, no good. Rebound to Seaman. Down the near side to Woodward. Hanford in the possession of the ball and a two-point edge, 6-4. 3:45 and counting. Time remaining first quarter. Near side, Seaman with a basketball. Picked up by Green. Gets it in the near corner to Woodward. Goes back up top to Manderbach. Now it's in the far corner. Horner to the baseline. He goes. Gets in the far corner for a three. That's an air ball by Seaman. And the rebound off to Olivares. Now to Lesmeister. Far side to Green. Green, high post Olivares. Spins in the lane. Puts it up in and out. No good. Mullen tried to volleyball the rebound that time to a teammate, but was not successful. And Hanford comes the other way. Up top, wide open Seaman. Three on the way, off the front of the rim. And the rebound going to be knocked out of bounds by Manderbach, and the Blue Devils will get it back with 3:13 remaining in the first. Hanford 6, Wahai 4. Out of the backcourt on the dribble is Tyler Green. And we have a whistle. Apparently some what my former broadcast partner Bud Bowman used to call defugaldy. In this case, as far as the scoreboard is concerned, things not right with the game clock. Now we're squared away. 3:12 on the game clock and 31 on the shot clock as the Blue Devils inbound. Green front court. High post to Olivares. Nice look on the give and go to Lesmeister. His shot not good, but a putback in the lane is good by Mullen. Actually, a backdoor play that time. Tied at 6. Near side, Woodward with a basketball. On the near side to Vandertop. Gets it up top to Vandertop. He drives in the lane. Lost the ball. It's loose on the deck. Vandertop goes to the deck. Tries to get a pass off, but it's taken by the Blue Devils. Lesmeister near side. Gets it inside for Olivares. Olivares near corner. Lesmeister, a three on the way. Going to be short. Rebound off to Vandertop of Hanford. Still tied at six, just inside of 2.5 minutes remaining first quarter. Look out, Seaman driving near side, drives to the basket, lays the ball up and in. The rotation for the Blue Devils that time, not good on the defensive end, and Seaman made him pay. 8-6 Hanford, inside Mullen, in the low block, got a nice entry pass from up top Molivaris, and Mullen puts the ball up and in, low block right side. We're tied at eight. Far side Seaman with a basketball. Seaman to the top of the key. Far side to Vanderbach. Gets it top of the key to Vandertop. On the near side to Woodward. Back in for Vandertop. Look to get it in the near corner to Seaman. The ball knocked away by Lesmeister, but recovered by Seaman. Gets it up top to Woodward. Woodward back on the near side to Seaman. He'll drive once again into the lane. Get on the far baseline to Vanderbach. Vanderbach, short jumper. Bounced a couple of times on the rim. No good. Rebound deflected. It's loose. Taken by no one at the moment. We're going to have a held ball called. And the Blue Devils will get it on the alternating possession, thankfully. Looked like they had an easy rebound for sure, but then three or four blue shirts were looking at each other to see who would claim the basketball. That nearly cost them possession. But the Blue Devils do get a break and possession of the basketball back. Substitutions on both sides. The Blue Devils now going with Green, Eichley, Mullen, Lesmeister, and Justin Olivares, who checked in just moments ago. Tied at eight, 90 seconds remaining first quarter. High post, Mullen with a basketball. Far side to Justin Olivares. Olivares between the rings to Eichley. Near side to Lesmeister. 17 on the shot clock. Top of the key to Green. Down the right side. Near baseline, Mullen. Jumper on the way. Good! Logan Mullen with 8 points here in the first. And the Blue Devils lead 10-8. Seaman with a basketball. Gets it up top. Three straight away by one of the new kids on the block. He rattled it in and out, did Andrew Lanning that time, and the Blue Devils come away with it. Final minute. Time remaining first quarter. Far side, Lesmeister open for three, and he rattles it home! Mitch Lesmeister for three. 13-8, the Blue Devils. Far side, Woodward with a basketball. Gets it up top to Vandertop. Near side, Trey Trevino. Now to Seaman. Seaman stops on the near baseline. Puts up a jumper. It is in and out, no good. Rebound off to Justin Olivares. Far side to Green. 25 seconds and counting. Time remaining in the first. Lesmeister into the lane. Drops it off for Mullen. His lane is short. And Hanford comes away with a basketball. Good execution. The finish, not quite there. On the near side with a basketball is Vandertop. He looks to drive into the lane. And he is going to be hand-checked and fouled after driving from the near baseline. And that foul is called on Mullen, his first, and the team's second. Into the Hanford lineup, Connor Milliken. He'll replace Vandertop with 13.9 seconds remaining first quarter. Blue Devils 13, Falcons 8. Near side Woodward with a basketball on the wing. Gets it up top to Lanning. Now to Seaman with 7 seconds, with six. Behind the back dribble. Far corner it goes to Trevino. Jumper on the way is good. A 3-point field goal from the deep far corner by Trevino. And that brings the first quarter to an end. And after one, Wahigh leads Hanford 13-11. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he will happily monitor the development of your child's teeth for free anytime after age 7. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice it has cared for so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KGDC Walla Walla.
To the second period of play we go here at the Hanford High School Gymnasium. I'm Roy Elia. First possession to the Falcons. Jumper from the free throw line by Seaman is not good, and the Blue Devils come away with it. In the near corner, Jordan Oliveras for three, and that is off the mark. And Seaman gets the rebound for the Falcons. To the top of the key, he comes. Pass on the far side, ball goes to Trevino. Trevino in trouble, gets it between the rings to Woodward. Long three, that is good! Holy cow! Woodward, there's downtown, and then there's the three that Woodward just hit. At least 25 feet, 14-13 Hanford. 25 feet straight away. Dustin Oliveras driving in at the other end, and he is slashed across the wrist and fouled. He is fouled by Andrew Lanning. That's his first foul, the team's third. At the stripe, Dustin Oliveras for two. His first one is in and out, no good. Each team with five field goals in the first quarter. The Blue Devils with 1 3-point field goal. Blue Devils 2 for 2 from the free throw line in the first quarter. Now 2 for 3 for the game. Second free throw by Justin Oliveras is good, and that ties the ball game at 14. Woodward front court with a basketball. Gets it off to Lanning. Lanning dribbled to the top of the key. Now gives it off to Milliken. Far side to Trevino. On the wing it goes to Seaman. Gets it in the low block. Jumper on the way by Lanning is off the rim, no good. Lesmeister gets the rebound. Lesmeister into the front court for the Blue Devils. Drives down the right side, kicks it in the near corner. Jordan Oliveras for three, and that's going to be well short. And Seaman takes the air ball. Seaman into the front court on the dribble. Gives it off on the far side to Trevino. Trevino, far corner to Seaman. Seaman will now penetrate into the lane, put up a jumper, and he'll score that baby. Seaman with a half dozen in the game. 16-14 Hanford. Green with a pass inside for Jordan Oliveras. It's over him and out of bounds. The Blue Devils turn it over. Michael Daniel, substitution into the Blue Devil lineup. He replaces Jordan Oliveras with 6:25 remaining in the second quarter. Hanford 16, Wahai 14. Woodward, far side to Seaman. Seaman, free throw line extended. Gets the ball up top to Milliken. Milliken, a near side. Attempt by Lanning. A three on the way from the wing is good. Lanning buries a three. Right now, the Falcons with a 5-point lead, 19-14. Far side, Lesmeister. He'll try a three from the wing, and that's off the back of the rim, no good. Woodward with the rebound. Quickly out of the backcourt on the dribble. Gets it back from Milliken, and he'll try another three, and he'll hit another one! Timeout, Blue Devils. Got it back from Milliken that time and buried a three-point jumper from the far side. That one had to be in the 23-25-foot range. And all of a sudden, the red-hot Hanford Falcons lead the Wahai Blue Devils with 5 minutes and 49 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter by a count of 22-14. The Falcons already with as many points as they had in the entire first quarter, 11. The Blue Devils, on the other hand, who had 13 in the first quarter, have scored a scant 1 point here in the second period of play. Hanford with a quick 8-0 run after the Justin Oliveras free throw tied the game at 14 earlier in this second quarter. The Falcons on fire. Woodward has been amazing, to say the least. He checks out during the timeout period. The Falcons out on the floor. Trevino is out there, along with Jared Devine, Seaman, Milliken, and Lanning. Blue Devils come back on the floor with Lesmeister, Green, Eichley, Daniel, and Justin Oliveras. Timeout period is over. Blue Devils in possession, trailing 22-14. Near side, Lesmeister with the basketball. Gets it up top to Eichley. Far side to Green. He'll drive far side. Laid the ball up and in with the left hand. It is not good. Big time collision down low. Bodies to the deck. Foul called. Green to the free throw line. As he gets up ever so slowly. He was blocked and fouled that time by Milliken. First on him. And the fourth on the Falcons here in the first half. Tyler Green made two free throws in the first quarter, and his first attempt is around and off, no good. here in the second quarter. Mullen back for the Blue Devils. He replaces Justin Olivares with 5:34 remaining in period number two. 22-14 in favor of Hanford. Free throw by Green. That one is off the front of the rim. And the rebound is run down by Lanning. Off in the backcourt to Trevino. Far side to Seaman. Seaman gets it up top to Milliken. On the near side to Devine. He'll drive down the near side, and he is going to be bodied and fouled on his way to the basket. He is fouled by Tyler Green. That's his first and the team's third. The foul occurred on the drive. No free throws to be attempted. Falcons will inbound on the baseline in front court. Seaman to get it in. And does so to Milliken. Up top to Trevino. Near side to Seaman. He'll drive on Lesmeister. Put up a runner in the lane. It is not good. And a foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. Logan Mullen picks up that foul. His second, the team's fourth. They really went. Hit Seaman on the arm that time. Seaman makes the first free throw. First of the two-shot opportunity. Mullen checks out. Jordan Olivares back in for the Blue Devils, who now trail 23-14 with 5:13 remaining in the second quarter. Second free throw by Seaman is also good. He has 8 points in the contest thus far. 10-point lead for the Falcons, 24-14. Near side, Eichley with a basketball. One dribble. Top of the key extended to Daniel, and Daniel is going to be bodied and fouled by an over-aggressive Milliken. Milliken picks up his second foul. That's the fifth on the Falcons. The Blue Devils will inbound on the far sideline in front court. Ball comes into Green from Lesmeister. He'll drive down the near side, put up a runner, and score it! Tyler Green, a strong, strong drive, and it ends with a bucket. 24-16 in favor of Hanford. Far side landing. He'll try a three from the wing. It's good! That is 4 threes here in the second quarter for the red-hot Falcons, who now lead 27-16 over the Blue Devils. Green far side to Daniel. Daniel near corner to Lesmeister. Couple three dribbles to the wing. Up top, Eichley. Eichley on the near side now to Olivares. Jordan in the lane for Daniel. Daniel near side to Lesmeister. 10 on the shot clock. Far side, Eichley open for three. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Jordan Olivares runs down the rebound. Near side bounce pass to Green. That three on the way is over everything, and Seaman gets the rebound. Seaman will pop for three from up top. That was about a 25-foot attempt. It is not good. Body on the deck. Blue Devils get the rebound. Compliments of Dexter Eichley. And a foul called on the Falcons. It's called on Trevino, his first. I believe the team's sixth foul. And the Blue Devils will inbound in the backcourt, trailing 27-16. We're at the midway point of the second quarter. After the substitutions for both sides, Blue Devils going with Lesmeister, Eichley, Grayson Gillen, Jordan Olivares, and Justin Olivares. Jordan with the basketball, low block left side, and he is going to be fouled from behind by Andrew Lanning. Lanning with the foul. And that is his second. And that is seven on the Falcons. First free throw by Jordan Olivares is good. Substitutions for Hanford. Horner has re-entered, as has Manderbach. Woodward is also out there for the Falcons, along with Vandertop. And Jared Devine. Second free throw is also good. Blue Devils trying to cut into this Hanford lead, which is now 9. Trying to get a stop here on defense. 3.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Woodward with the basketball. On the far side to Manderbach. To the high post he goes, and his pass goes right to me, and out of bounds, I got it. Give me the steal, baby. That one's going in the stat book right now. Yes, it was an errant pass. I realize that. But give me credit for the steal anyway. That pass right to me and out of bounds, and tell you, we talk about a thrill. The bigger thrill is I did not fumble the basketball. Handled it semi-cleanly with the left hand. Lesmeister near side, up to Gillen. Blue Devils in possession, 20 on the shot clock, far side Lesmeister. Lesmeister on the dribble, between the rings. Pass on the near side, Jordan Olivares. Looking for Gillen, has him just inside the free throw line. Short jumper by Grayson Gillen is good. And the Blue Devils to within 7, 27-20 Hanford, 2:50 and counting, remaining in the second quarter. Horner far side with the basketball, Vandertop on the near side now to Meanderbach. Gets it on the wing to Devine. Devine gets it up top to Horner. Far side it goes to Woodward. He'll take a long three. This one's going to be well short and out of bounds. Blue Devils will get it back. Seaman re-enters for the Falcons. Coming to the sideline, Devine with 2:34 remaining before halftime. Hanford 27. Wahai 20. Lesmeister front court. Far side, Jordan Olivares. Top of the key to Gillen. Couple of dribbles. Looks for a cutter. Has Olivares in the lane. Goes down the near side of the lane. Puts it up and missed it. Rebound off to Seaman. Seaman down the right side. Gets it in the far corner to Woodward. Woodward along the baseline. Puts the ball up. A wild shot that didn't have a shot at all, so to speak. Blue Devils come away with a rebound. Down the far side, Lesmeister. He'll drive into the lane. Drop it off for Jordan Olivares. Left-handed lay, and he missed it. Rebound off to Seaman. Great look that time, but again, the Blue Devils do not finish. Seaman down the far side with the basketball. They get it up top. Look out. Woodward for three. It's off the rim. No good. And Gillen gets the rebound for the Blue Devils and hands off to Lesmeister with 1:45 and counting remaining in the second quarter. 27-20 in favor of Hanford. Near side, Justin Olivares. Between the rings to Gillen. Far side to Lesmeister. Gets it up top to Eichley. On the near side, Jordan Olivares. Looks for Justin inside, has him in the low block. Kicks it far side for Eichley. The pass behind him and out of bounds. Blue Devils turn the basketball over. Re-entry for the Blue Devils. Green will check back in. Eichley will come to the sideline. 27-20 in favor of Hanford. 1:26 remaining in the second quarter. Woodward into the front court with a basketball. Gets it up top to Seaman. Seaman will drive down the right side, actually cut off, high post by Lesmeister. Then he throws up an air ball. Falcons hustle after the basketball. They save it inbounds, but Vandertop that time stepped on the baseline while doing so, and the Blue Devils will get it back. Out of the backcourt on the dribble, Tyler Green. Green terminates the dribble. Seaman up on him. Pass on the near side to Gillen. Gillen, one dribble. Near side, Jordan Olivares open for three. And he rattles that one in. Jordan Olivares. They double-teamed Gillen that time, and he found a wide-open Olivares on the near wing. And the Blue Devils now to within 27, well, it says 27-22. Maybe they ruled that was a two-point shot. Near side, Woodward. He'll try a three from the near wing. It's missed. Gillen gets the rebound off to Green. Green down the far side on the dribble. He'll stop on the wing. Get it up top to Justin Olivares. Olivares on the dribble. Gets away from Vandertop for a moment. Passing the far side to Green. High post to Olivares. 18 on the shot clock. Off to Gillen on the far side. And Gillen buries a jumper, a three-pointer from the far side. Grayson Gillen for three. 15 seconds left in the second quarter. 27-25 Hanford. Seaman on the dribble with 10 seconds. With 8 seconds, with 7, with 6. Double team for a moment. Far side to Vandertop. He'll drive down the right side, kick it in the near corner. Look out. Woodward for three. It's good at the buzzer. Woodward with 9 points. All of those points coming on. 3 three-point field goals here in the second quarter. And Hanford will go to the locker room here at halftime with a 5-point lead over the Wahai Blue Devils. The scoreboard shows Hanford Falcons 30, Wahai Blue Devils 25. We'll be back after we take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC. Let's
do it.
You're crazy hungry with an appetite like a lion, not a mouse.
You want mad filling pizza toppings, then you want a house.
Salami, olives, mushrooms, and a rockin' tons of pepperoni.
Plus beef, Italian sausage. The house ain't frontin', ain't no phony.
Roll to Fazari's for the house. See us. Give us a shout.
It's old school good pizza. Word. Peace out.
You boys, so retro.
Mama mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and Fazari's.com.
Do it like that.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
We've been bringing men to one knee since 1906. You see, we've been part of that moment when a man takes a little box from his pocket, and he looks across at the woman he has a question for, and he's excited that he thinks he knows her answer. And then he gets down on one knee, and just a few words tumble out. I'm Skip at Falkenberg's Jewelers. Is it your moment to get down on one knee? Come see us. We have the diamond that will go in that little box that you will pull from your pocket. Falkenberg's Jewelers on Main Street, right in the heart of downtown Walla Walla.
I'm Heather Burr, a Sharpstein Elementary parent.
I'm Catherine South-Luquez of Safe Travels Alliance.
It's that time of year again. Kids are back in school.
Talk to your kids about how to stay safe when walking or cycling to school.
Drivers, the speed limit is 20 miles per hour in school zones when the lights are flashing or when children are present.
Help keep our school zone safe.
Slow down. Look up. Pay attention.
This message is brought to you by Safe Travels Alliance.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Hanford High School Gymnasium, I'm Roy Elia, hoping to be joined momentarily by Wahai girls basketball coach Connor Fish. But while we await his arrival, we will tell you that the Hanford Falcon boys here at the halftime lead the Wahai Blue Devils by a score of 30-25. Let's give you the unofficial scoring first of all for Hanford as they hold a 5-point lead here at halftime. They were led by the 9 points of Connor Woodward. Ben Seaman had 8 points in the first half. Andrew Lanning had 6. 2 points for Garrett Horner. Trey Trevino added 3. And Blake Vandertop had 2 points in the first half. The Falcons had 11 field goals unofficially in half number one. And my goodness, 6 of them were from 3-point range. The Falcons were 2 for 2 from the free throw line in the first half. And that is their 30-point total. Blue Devils led in the first half by the 5 points of Grayson Gillen. Well, I take that back. Logan Mullen had 8 first quarter points. Then after that, Grayson Gillen with 5. 4 for Tyler Green. 3 for Mitch Lesmeister. It's like 4 for Jordan Olivares, although I thought he hit a 3, but they only ruled it a 2 apparently. And 1 point was scored by Justin Olivares. In the foul department, Hanford committed 7. The Blue Devils committed 4. Blue Devils in the first half with 9 field goals, 2 of which were 3-point goals. Blue Devils were 5 of 8 from the free throw line. In our halftime score, Hanford 30, Wahai 25. We'll be talking with Wahai head coach Connor Fish, whose Lady Blue Devils earlier this evening defeated Hanford 49-33. We'll have that conversation for you after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
In my way of thinking, reputation is everything. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. Our service, parts, and body shop have over 230 years combined experience. I would guess nobody else even comes close. A reputation established over 66 years of doing it right has really paid off, as demonstrated by our thousands of happy customers. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Wahai Blue Devils on KGDC 1320 AM.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Blue Devils Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connor's Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you. Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Hanford High School Gymnasium in Richland, I'm Roy Elia, and we are thrilled to be joined by Wahai Girls Basketball Coach Connor Fish. Earlier this evening, his Lady Blue Devils knocking off Hanford by a score of 49-33, improving to 1-2 in the Mid-Columbia Conference, 2-6 overall. And Coach, what was your take on what transpired out here this evening?
Well, I thought we did a good job defensively, and that's what we've been talking about a lot this week, that we need to get back to being aggressive, doing the things that we do, and turning, you know, our defense into our offense. And I thought we did a nice job of that. We could have even poured it on even more if we'd hit a few more shots there, especially in the first half where they were really leaving us open. But I was really happy with the – we turned that 1-3-1 on, really turned the game. That got, if we didn't get steals out of it, they were getting late shots or getting shot clock violations. So team effort out of that was all the girls played really, really well out of that 1-3-1.
And I'll tell you something. Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game, you go up and down the list, up and down the list, but my word, what a second quarter for Hannah Gilmore. 7 points, including a three-point field goal, and not one, not two, but three block shots, and that was all in the second quarter.
Yeah, she had high energy in both times because she came off the bench late in the fourth quarter, too, and came right in with a steal and a lay-in and a foul at the end where she just got the foul shots out of it. But, yeah, she had a strong game. Ever since the tournament, she's really coming into her own and being really super aggressive. Megan shot it well once again. She's starting to get really consistent from the outside. And, you know, Emma Wenzel has really started to hit some shots as a big. I think she had 10, might even have 10, you know, a double-double type kid. She had a lot of rebounds tonight. So, yeah.
Now, another question. Do you have a recommendation for the best pest control sportsmanship moment of the game presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate Marvin Razika? There were a lot of them out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, if I could, I'd like to have it be a team effort, because we had some situations where kids were getting frustrated with some fouls and things like that, and our big thing is we don't talk back to the refs and we hustle around, and I was proud of my whole team as far as the sportsmanship effort. You know, when you're on the road, you're not expected to get every call and you need to deal with it. And like I tell my girls, you know, make more baskets and we don't have to worry about the referees. So yeah, good effort from our team tonight.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it. We congratulate you on a great win. And now let's see if you can finish the weekend even stronger by getting one at home tomorrow night against Richland.
Yeah, we're excited. We ride this momentum. We, you know, positive thoughts tonight and do some of the same stuff against them tomorrow. And we'll see.
Again, Coach, we appreciate it. Congratulations to you and the ladies.
All right. Thanks, Roy.
Wahai Coach Connor Fish, whose Lady Blue Devils tonight knocked off Hanford by a score of 49-33. We are at halftime of the boys' contest. The Wahai Blue Devils very much in contention, trailing the Hanford Falcons by a score of 30-25. And we'll be back for the second half of play after we take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
When you're running a business, you need a partner you can count on. At Total Office Concepts, we provide not only workspace design, furniture, and network IT support, we are also experts in phone systems, security systems, and PC repair. From reducing printing costs to wireless connectivity, Total Office Concepts is your one-stop shop for today's technology. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Well, one of our bowl away keys to the game tonight, the Blue Devils keep Hanford off of the scoreboard by way of the three-point shot. Unfortunately, the Blue Devils unable to do that in the first half as Hanford knocked down 6 3-point field goals, and that's why they lead as we enter the third quarter of play, 30-25. But out of the halftime period, the Blue Devils have a very successful opening possession. Logan Mullen scoring in deep in the low block to make it a 30-27 ball game. A response at the other end, though, by Vandertop of Hanford from the low post, and he is fouled. Fouled by Logan Mullen, who just picked up his third personal foul. And that will send Vandertop to the free throw line for one shot. Of course, Bowlaway Lanes, our sponsor for our Keys to the Game segment. Bowlaway Lanes, the official home of the Wahai bowling team. Free throw missed, 32-27 Hanford. Mullen inside, in deep on the left. This time scoring low post left side. Logan Mullen with a dozen, 32-29 Hanford. Falcons in possession, Horner. Now far side it goes to Seaman. Closely guarded by Lesmeister. He'll dribble to the free throw line, will Seaman, and he'll bury a jumper. And a quick timeout, a 30-second timeout called by the Falcons. Comes with 7 minutes and 5 seconds remaining to be played in the third quarter. Hanford leading at Wahai by a score of 34-29. Each team has scored 4 points here in the third quarter. Logan Mullen with all 4 of the Blue Devils' points in the period. Falcons getting 2 points apiece from Seaman and Vandertop. That basket by Seaman just moments ago on that jumper, putting him in double figures in the game with 10 points. Blue Devils trying to go 3-0 in the Mid-Columbia Conference. They will with a win here this evening. Blue Devils 3-4 overall and trying to shake off the bad karma that they had up in Lewiston when they dropped a couple of games. Hanford, on the other hand, trying to bounce back after a loss at Pasco on Tuesday night that dropped them to 2-1 in the conference, 2-7 overall. Eichley with a three-point attempt. Rattles in and out, no good. Seaman with a rebound for Hanford. Now in the near corner, look out. Woodward is wide open, but he missed the three-point attempt. Missed it off the rim. Lesmeister with a rebound. Hit it off the near side of the rim that time, did Woodward. Far side, Eichley with a basketball. It's up top to Jordan Olivares, top of the key to Green. Green gets away from Horner, drives to the basket and lays the ball up and in with the left hand. Tyler Green with 6, 34-31, Hanford. Seaman to the top of the key, far side Vandertop, in the corner to Woodward, dribbles to the wing, closely guarded in a switch by Olivares. Olivares knocks away an attempted pass by Woodward out of bounds into the Hanford band section. Falcons will keep it. 20 on the shot clock, 6:11 on the game clock. 34-31 in favor of Hanford. Ball up top to Manderbach. Manderbach with the basketball. Pass on the far side deflected but taken by Woodward. 12 on the shot clock. Ball in the far corner to Seaman. Picked up in a switch by Green. Between the rings to Horner. He'll dribble to the near side. Now go inside the free throw line. Gets it up top to Seaman. He'll dribble from the top of the key to the free throw line. Put up a jumper. It's not good. But there all alone for the rebound is Horner. Horner's put back in the lane, though it's not good as Blue Shirts converged on him. Blue Devils get a break and the ball. Lesmeister with a rebound that time. Lesmeister front court. Dribbles down the near side. He'll lay the ball up and in with the left hand. Mitch Lesmeister with a handful. 5 points in the game for him. 34-33 in favor of Hanford. Just inside of 5.5 minutes left, third quarter. Far side with the basketball is Horner. Horner on the wing to Vandertop. Loops it inside for Seaman. Seaman, jumper on the way, around and in. Seaman, 12 points in the game for him. 36-33 Hanford. Next time it's dead, Justin Oliveris will check in for the Blue Devils. Andrew Lanning will re-enter for the Falcons. Green into the paint. Near side. Three-point attempt by Lesmeister. Not good. Good position inside by Oliveris for the rebound, but then lost the ball. And Hanford comes the other way after the turnover. Near side with the basketball. Manderbach. And Manderbach attempted a shot from the near side. And they say the ball is deflected out of bounds by the Blue Devils. And Hanford will keep it. The substitutions for the respective teams taking place. Manderbach checks out of the Hanford lineup, and Mullen checks out of the Blue Devil lineup. 36-33 Hanford. Far side Woodward, three on the way. He was open, and he knocks it down before Green can get out there defensively. Woodward with a dozen. 39-33 in favor of Hanford. Far side Oliveris with a basketball. Between the rings to Justin. Justin, top of the key extended. Far side to Green. Green into the lane. Near side, Lesmeister. Open for three, and he knocks that down. Mitch Lesmeister, 5 in the quarter, 8 in the game. 39-36 in favor of Hanford. Landing with a basketball near side. Picked up in the switch by Jordan Oliveris. He'll put up a jumper, and he knocks that down. Just inside the top of the key. Andrew Lanning with 8 points in the game. 41-36 Hanford. Green drives down the middle. Near side to Justin Oliveris. Oliveris will dribble to the top of the key, up top to Lesmeister. Lesmeister on the wing to Eichley. Dexter Eichley to the free throw line on the dribble. Near side to Oliveris. Jordan drives into the lane, puts up a runner off the glass. But there, Johnny on the spot for the putback is Justin Oliveris. His first field goal of the game, 41-38 in favor of Hanford. In the far corner, look out where the basketball is landing. Near side now, Woodward left open again for three. This one he missed. Short-armed it just a little bit that time. Justin Oliveris gets the rebound. Blue Devils quickly the other way. Ball inside to Jordan Oliveris, up top to Justin. Near side to Mitch Lesmeister. Mitch on the far side to Jordan Oliveris. Back inside in the lane, Lesmeister. Scoop shot with the left hand is good! It danced around the rim and settled into the bucket. Mitch Lesmeister pulls the Blue Devils to within one, 41-40. In the far corner with the basketball, Seaman. He was double-teamed, and the defensive pressure forced a turnover that time. They say Seaman knocked the basketball out of bounds. The Blue Devils will get it after good defense and get it after the Hanford miscue that was as a result of that good defense. Trey Trevino has re-entered the Hanford lineup. He replaces Garrett Horner. Blue Devils a chance to take the lead. High post. Jordan Oliveris with the basketball. Looks inside on the back door, and there is Green for the lay-in! Green with 8 points in the game, 4 in the quarter. The Blue Devils lead 42-41. Seaman on the far side with the basketball. Gets it in for Vandertop. He bulldozers his way into the lane, and he is going to be fouled by Green. Green bodied him as he attempted the shot that time in the low post. And Green called for his second foul and the Blue Devils' second of the half. At the free throw line, Vandertop, 4-2 shots. 2:36 remaining in the third. First free throw, in and out, no good. Blue Devils 42, Falcons 41. Another free throw attempt coming for Vandertop. Three dribbles, eye of the hoop. The shot rattles home, and a timeout called by the Falcons. A full timeout. 2:36 remaining in the third. We're tied at 42. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
What do Elgin Appliance and Maytag dishwashers have in common?
Maytag offers dependable cleaning built into every dishwasher with their Jet Clean Plus wash system.
While Elgin Appliance customers have come to depend on their knowledge, selection, and prices,
Maytag offers the four-step clean system, starting with spray jets with the power of 25 gallons per minute and the maintenance-free filter, along with the four-blade chopper, and finally, high-heat steam to sanitize.
So when purchasing your next dishwasher, depend on Maytag and Elgin Appliance and Milton Free Water.
Hey Walla Walla, Scott Jordan at Paragon Auto Sales. Do you know what you get when we say come join the Paragon Auto Sales family? We help in all aspects of the vehicle industry. We'll appraise your vehicle for free. We'll help you sell your vehicle. Need help finding a good mechanic? 20 years of experience, I have a great group of businesses I do business with. I do this every day. I can help you save time and money. That's just a fraction of what you get when you join our family. And no, you don't have to buy a vehicle to join. Just call or like our Facebook page. Let me be your car guy, Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The timeout period is over. Approaching the 2.5 minute mark, time remaining third quarter. Wahigh Blue Devils, Hanford Falcons, tied at 42. And as we get back into play, a pass to the near side to Tyler Green, accepted by Green, and Green is bodied and fouled by Trey Trevino. That's his second foul, the first in the half on the Falcons. The Blue Devils to inbound in front of their bench to my left. Ball comes in to Green. Green picked up by Trevino. Terminates the dribble, gets it in for Lesmeister against Vandertop. Up top to Olivares, back on the near side to Lesmeister. Uses a pick by Olivares. Far side, Justin Olivares. To the top of the key, far side to Green. Green to the high post, now into the lane, puts up runner, it's going to be short. He goes after the rebound, but knocked it out of bounds. He knocked it away from Trevino, and Hanford will get it back. 2:05 remaining, third quarter. Still tied at 42. Out of the backcourt on the dribble is Woodward, who has been very dangerous. 12 points in the game, 4 3-point field goals. Bounce pass in the lane for Seaman. Seaman buries a turnaround jumper. 14 points in the game for Seaman. Hanford, 44, Wahigh, 42. Green with a basketball. On the dribble. Gets away from Trevino. Drops off a beautiful pass to Justin Olivares, who lays the ball up and in. We're tied at 44. Driving down the middle is Lanning. Lanning will lay the ball up and in, and he is fouled. Sun opening down the right side of the lane. That time did Lanning. And he was bumped and fouled by Jordan Olivares, who picks up his first foul and the Blue Devils' third of the half. Lanning, who came into the ball game averaging 9.1 points per game, now has 10. He's looking for point number 11 here. Substitution for the Blue Devils, Grayson Gillen will check in. And Justin Olivares will check out. Just moments ago, Connor Milliken re-entered the Falcons lineup. Free throw coming for Lanning. It's up and it's good. 47-44 in favor of Hanford. Inside of 90 seconds, time remaining third quarter. Lesmeister down the left side on the baseline to Gillen. Short jumper, gonna bounce around the rim 3, 4, 5 times and settle in the goal. 7 in the game for Grayson Gillen off the bench. 47-46 Hanford. Seaman to the free throw line. Drops it inside for Milliken, who was not expecting the pass. He was expecting a shot that time from Seaman, the MCC's leading scorer, but instead he dropped the pass off. Milliken not expecting it. Falcons turn it over to the Blue Devils. Mitch Lesmeister into the front court. Bounce it near side to Gillen. Grayson Gillen. Far side to Olivares. Jordan up top to Dexter Eichle. 18 on the shot clock. Far side Gillen. He'll try a three. It was partially blocked, then goes off the top of the head of Jordan Olivares, but taken by the Blue Devils. 10 on the shot clock. Green from the far side. Looks to make a maneuver on the far side. Puts up a spinner that's not good, but a tip-in is good by Grayson Gillen. The scoop shot wasn't there, but the follow was for Grayson Gillen, who has 9 in the game. The Blue Devils back out on top, 48-47. Falcons will likely go for the final shot of the quarter. Seaman with a basketball to Milliken. Now to Seaman with 14 seconds. He'll drive far side. Pass on the far side. Deflected but taken by Woodward. Woodward goes into the lane. Nearly traveled, but it's not called. Pass far side to Seaman. Seaman will drive on the far side. Uncontested. Lay-in good. Ball inbounded front court. Ball knocked away. Claimed by Seaman as the third quarter comes to an end. And at the end of three quarters, Hanford leads Wahai 49-48. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Make it a lean, mean 2017 at Walla Walla's Postal Annex as they provide safe, secure, and super affordable shredding services. Why shred those outdated documents? It can prevent ID theft, protect you, your customers, and employees. It just makes perfect sense to be secure these days. So put those old records to bed and shred for just 99 cents a pound with expert shredding service and more from the pros at Walla Walla's Postal Annex. Owner Sheila Profrock and her crew are always there for you.
Hi, this is Sheila. Come see us in the Plazaway Shopping Center.
Happy New Year!
KGDC Walla Walla.
What a dandy game we've got going here. Eight more minutes remain. Hanford Falcon boys leading the Wahai Blue Devils 49-48. Falcons with the first possession of this final quarter. Seaman at the free throw line has the ball knocked away. It's stolen by Lesmeister. Mitch far corner, Eichley wide open for a three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Eichley runs down the rebound. Scoop shot in the lane, good! Dexter Eichley, first two of the night for him. 50-49, the Blue Devils. Seaman near side with the basketball, gets it up top to Lanning. Now to Seaman, drives down the middle of the lane, runs over a Blue Devil, and that Blue Devil, Dexter Eichley, going to be called for a blocking foul. Dexter Eichley, his first foul. That's the fourth and the half on the Blue Devils. Hanford inbound on the baseline in front court. Seaman to get it in. Gets it up top to Trevino. Near side to Woodward. Woodward on the wing in for Seaman. Far side Trevino back up top. Three on the way by Seaman. In and out, no good. Rebound deflected by Gillen off to Mullen. Far side to Eichley. On the wing it goes to Lesmeister. Blue Devils in possession. Nearly a minute gone in the fourth quarter. 50-49 the Blue Devils. Mullen near side to Green. Green will drive down the middle. Lay the ball up and in! Tyler Green in double figs with 10. 52-49 the Blue Devils. Seaman near side with a basketball. Uses a pick by Millen. Milliken, I should say. Gets it on the far side for a three-point attempt. It is good by a wide-open Lanning, who has 14 in the game, and we are tied at 52. Unofficially, that is the eighth three-point goal in this game for the Falcons. Near side with a basketball, Green for the Blue Devils. Dribbles to the high post and stops. Top of the key to Mullen. Down the right side he goes, throws up a runner off the glass, off the iron, no good. The rebound taken by Lanning of the Falcons. 6:15 and counting. Time remaining in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 52. Seaman, far side, look out. He's open for three. Woodward knocks it down again. And we have a timeout called, a timeout period for a shoe tying. Compliments of Dexter Eichley. And now we have a 30-second timeout called by the Blue Devils. Connor Woodward has been absolutely phenomenal in this game. 15 points in the game. All of those points coming on 5 3-point field goals. Hanford has just retaken the lead over the Blue Devils, 55-52, with 6:07 remaining in the game. You need somebody to shadow these guys. They have been something else. 9 3-pointers in the game unofficially for the Falcons, who had 19 field goals through three quarters, 7 of them from 3-point range. From the free throw line, Hanford 4 of 5 through three periods. The Blue Devils, 20 field goals in the game, 4 from long distance. The Blue Devils, 63% from the free throw line through three quarters, 5 of 8. 30-second timeout period is over. The Blue Devils will possess the ball. They led just moments ago 52-49, but back-to-back threes by Lanning and Woodward have the Falcons on top by 3, 55-52. Green between the rings, far side to Eichley. Eichley bounces it in for Mullen. Up top to Gillen. Top of the key jumper. It's good! Grayson Gillen has 11 points. 55-54 Hanford. Far side landing. Up top to Seaman. Seaman looking to make a spin move and can't. Puts up a jumper that falls off the front of the rim. No good. Good defensive sequence that time for the Blue Devils. Wall high comes the other way after a defensive stop. Les Meister down the far side. Cut off by Seaman. Dribbling out front with 24 on the shot clock. Next time it's dead. Vandertop will re-enter the Hanford lineup. Near side Gillen from the wing. He penetrates. Then puts up a fadeaway jumper that hit the glass. And Hanford back the other way after the Blue Devil miss. In the far corner, Woodward for 3. A brick off the back of the rim. And the rebound, the long rebound off to Dexter Eichley. 55-54 Hanford. Exactly 5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Eichley off to Green. Green with the basketball. Guarded by Trevino. Near side Gillen. Grayson Gillen with the basketball. Gets it up top to Eichley. Near side to Lesmeister. 13 on the shot clock. In for Mullen. And Mullen is grabbed and fouled by Manderbach. That's his first. The second in the half on the Falcons. Vandertop in for Manderbach with 4:41 to go in the game. Another substitution for the Falcons. Horner re-enters and he'll replace Trevino. Hanford, 55. Wahai, 54. It has been a doozy of a ball game here in the Tri-Cities. Ball inbounded to Lesmeister. He's against Seaman. Dribbles to the near wing. Looks inside for Mullen. The ball lost, but he manages to get it up top to Gillen. Gillen goes to the seat of his pants to get it to Eichley. Now to Green. Up top, Lesmeister. Three straight away. That's going to be strong off the back of the rim, and Vandertop gets the rebound off to Woodward. Woodward on the near side to Lanning. Back to Woodward. Woodward will dribble to the near side. Please do not leave him open, for heaven's sake. Far side Seaman. He'll try a three. Got open for just a moment, but he misses that off the back of the rim, and the rebound will go out of bounds. Mullen will let it go. The Blue Devils will get it back with 4:06 remaining. Hanford 55, Wahai 54. Green front court for the Blue Devils. On the dribble. Near side to Gillen. Gillen up top to Lesmeister. Lesmeister into the lane. Near side to Gillen. Gillen will dribble to the free throw line. Far corner Green. Three on the way. It's going to be short. And the rebound comes off to Lanning of Hanford. Gives it off in the backcourt to Horner. Back to Lanning. Near side to Woodward. 3:40 and counting. The time remaining fourth quarter. 55-54 Hanford. Far side, Horner with a basketball. Bounce it up top to Vandertop. Vandertop down the near side. In the near corner, look out. Horner thought about a three, then thought otherwise. 14 on the shot clock. Far side, Woodward with a basketball. Now 10 on the shot clock. He hands up top to Seaman. Seaman against Eichley. He'll drive by everybody. Lay it up. Had his shot blocked with 3 on the shot clock, but they're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. And it's called on Grayson Gillen. That's his first foul. And that is the 6th and a half on the Blue Devils. To the free throw line will be Seaman for 2 shots. Ben Seaman, Mid-Columbia Conference's leading scorer, knocks down the first free throw. Tough break there for the Blue Devils. Appear they had him stop for a held ball, perhaps, but they rule a foul instead. Another free throw coming for Seaman. 3:13 remaining in the fourth quarter. It is 56-54 in favor of Hanford. Second free throw by Seaman. Doink off the back of the rim. Long rebound off to Lesmeister. So he split the pair. Seaman now has 17 points in the game. 56-54 Hanford. Far side Lesmeister, near side to Gillen. On the wing to Eichley. In for Logan Mullen. And Mullen is going to be pushed and fouled by Vandertop. That's the third and a half on the Falcons and the second on Vandertop. Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline in front court with 2:59 remaining. 56-54 Hanford. Ball inbounded to Gillen. And Gillen lays the ball up and in to tie the game at 56. Gillen with 13 points. Hanford in possession of the basketball in a tie ball game. Vandertop, far side, drives down the lane. Nobody picked him up. He lays the ball up and missed it, but he was slashed across the wrist. Hammered across the wrist that time by the Blue Devils. He was fouled by Eichley. Picks up his second foul. That's the 6.5 on the Blue Devils. And it'll send Vandertop to the charity stripe for a pair of freebies. The first one is up. It is good. Hanford 57, Wahai 56, 2:44 remaining in the fourth quarter. Another free throw for Vandertop. On its way. That's in and out, no good, but the rebound comes off to Horner. Another offensive rebound for the Falcons. Horner in deep on the left, goes into the lane. Now gets it up top to Woodward. 57-56 in favor of Hanford. Far side, Horner with a basketball. Picked up by Gillen in a switch. Vandertop, near side now to Woodward. Woodward picked up by Eichley in a switch. Far side to Seaman. 15 on the shot clock. Seaman to the free throw line. Puts up a jumper. Scores it. 59-56 Hanford. 2:14 and counting the time remaining in the fourth quarter. Near side, Eichley with a basketball. Dexter inside for Lesmeister. Lesmeister into the lane. Up top to Gillen. Gillen stops on the wing. Gets it up top to Green. 2 minutes remaining in the game. 59-56 Hanford. Far side, Lesmeister with 15 on the shot clock. Lesmeister up top to Eichley. Eichley guarded by Woodward. Back on the far side to Lesmeister with 8, with 7. Dribbles between the rings with 6, with 5, with 4. He goes down the right side, does Lesmeister with 2, with 1. One dribble, Eichley gets the shot off from the far side. He knocked it down, but they say the 35-second clock went off first. So wipe it off. The Blue Devils took just a little bit too much time. Eichley buried the 3 from the far side, but they rule it was after the shot clock had expired. What a tough break. It remains 59-56 Hanford. Horner between the rings to Woodward. Near side to Seaman. 1:25 and counting the time remaining in the fourth quarter. Pass on the far side is going to be lost out of bounds on the far side. The pass that time by Lanning. Miscommunication between Seaman and Woodward. It went off both of their hands and out of bounds. The Blue Devils get it back. Down by 3, 59-56. With 1:16 remaining in the fourth quarter, make it 1:15 as John Golden asks for a timeout. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. 9th and Rose, Walla Walla. When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla. Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The timeout period is over. The Blue Devils will inbound to resume play. 1:15 remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. The Blue Devils trailing Hanford 59-56. Green with a basketball far side to Lesmeister. Mitch on the dribble. Outside the arc. Up top to Green. Green closely guarded by Horner. Had the ball knocked away, but Lesmeister recovers. Goes into the lane. Drops it off for Mullen, who scores! Logan Mullen with 14 in the game. It pulls the Blue Devils to within one. A possible travel in the backcourt, not called. Woodward down the far side with the basketball. On the far side to Horner between the rings now to Seaman. 45 seconds and counting the time remaining in the fourth quarter. Woodward near side on the dribble. 19 on the shot clock between the rings to Seaman. He's guarded by Green. Seaman looking to penetrate. Has the ball knocked away, but he got it back. Got it near side to Woodward. They swing it around far side to Lanning. Back up top to Seaman with 7 on the shot clock with 6. Pulls up at the free throw line. Jumper good. Seaman makes it 61-58 in favor of Hanford. Between the rings, Eichley with a basketball. We're down to 14 seconds. Long three by Eichley. It's good! The tie of the game at 61. Holy Toledo! What a shot by Eichley! At least a 23-footer right side. The Blue Devils respond to the two by Seaman with a three by Eichley to tie the game at 61 with 10.6 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Oh, my goodness. What a turn of events. Looked like for sure that Seaman had delivered the final dagger as he gave Hanford a three-point lead, 61-58, with a jumper from the free throw line with the shot clock winding down. But no, Dexter Eichley says no. We're going to tie the game right now. I'm going to bury a long three-pointer from the right side and tie this thing up. 10.6 seconds to go. We're tied at 61. Boy, this has been an amazing game. An amazing game. Falcons will inbound in the backcourt. Blue Devils will pick up in the backcourt. Seaman to get it in. Does so to Woodward. Woodward with 8 seconds. Off to Seaman with 7, with 6, with 5. Top of the key, Seaman jumper. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound to Mullen. We're going to overtime, I believe, or did the Blue Devils get a timeout? In the meantime, the Blue Devils nearly threw a shot in from three-quarter court. The clock shows 0.2 seconds. And now the officials are going to talk things over. They're going to put 2 seconds back on the clock. It'll go from 0.2 to 2 seconds. The Blue Devils will have possession when play is resumed. Tied at 61. Blue Devils will have a shot to win it, but they're going to have to negotiate full court if they are going to do so. So they dodge a bullet as Seaman misses a jumper. Logan Mullen with a huge rebound. And the chances for the Blue Devils to pull this thing off in regulation, very much alive. But again, they're going to have to go the length of the court if they're going to pull this thing off in regulation. At the very least, we should go to overtime. But crazier things have happened. I don't care if it's the high school level, the college level, the professional level. Blue Devils cannot get careless because they are inbounding in the backcourt. And this isn't much of a surprise. Big Lanning, the 6'4 senior, will likely be put on the ball. Whoever is inbounding for the Blue Devils also needs to be aware they cannot run the baseline. You can after a made shot, but in this case, you cannot run the baseline. And Mitch Lesmeister, who had a great year this fall as Wahigh quarterback, will inbound, and Lanning will be on him like a glove. Here we go. Lesmeister will baseball at the length of the court, and the ball is loose on the far side. It is out of bounds. Did Hanford knock it out? No, they say the Blue Devils knocked it out. And Hanford asked for a timeout. Only 0.4 seconds came off the clock. So, in fact, it'll be Hanford that may get the final opportunity. Lesmeister baseballed at the length of the court. It looked like Eichley might get possession in the low block, but instead they rule that he stepped on the end line, and it's amazing to me that only 0.4 seconds came off the clock. But we are at 1.6 seconds left in the fourth quarter. So Hanford will get a chance here, but they will have to go the length of the court. You got to watch out for Woodward. You got to watch out for Seaman. You got to watch out for Lanning. Any of these guys are capable of knocking it down from three-point range. Perhaps a three-quarters court pass to the top of the key, and then they might kick it to the near wing for a three-point attempt, for a two-point attempt. We'll see. Both teams back out on the floor. Horner to get the basketball in. They'll put Mullen on Horner, the inbounder. 1.6 seconds to go. We're tied at 61. Horner will throw it to half court. Ball off a hand. Launched from half court by Eichley, and it is short, and we are going to overtime. His inbounds pass to midcourt off a Falcon, taken by Dexter Eichley. Eichley throwing one up near midcourt, and it was short. We are going to overtime. We are tied at 61. And we're going to keep it right here. The Hanford High School man whooping it up in the background. And boy, the fans have been treated to an incredible game here this evening. We're tied at 61. And we're about set to go into overtime. The Falcons back out on the floor with Horner, Seaman, Woodward, Lanning, and Vandertop. The Blue Devils will be coming out momentarily. And let's see who emerges from their huddle. It's going to be Tyler Green, Logan Mullen, Mitch Lesmeister, among others. Mullen, Jordan Olivares, Mitch Lesmeister, Tyler Green, Dexter Eichley are out there for the Blue Devils. And we'll have a jump ball at center court. And it's controlled by the Blue Devils. Nice job that time by Mullen. A four-minute overtime period. Green front court. Far side to Lesmeister. Free throw line extended. Up top, Jordan Olivares. Near side to Green. Green up top to Olivares, inside for Mullen, has the ball knocked away but recovers near side. Up top to Eichley, 15 on the shot clock. Eichley to a cutting Green, jumper just inside the free throw line is short, knocked out of bounds last by Hanford, they say. And it will be the Blue Devils' ball. They will inbound on the baseline in front court. Green to get it in. Does so to Lesmeister, gets Seaman off his feet and lays the ball up and in. The Blue Devils score first in overtime and lead 63-61. Seaman near side with the basketball against Lesmeister. Behind the back with a dribble. Near corner to Lanning. Lanning will dribble to the free throw line. Far side to a well-covered Woodward this time. He hands off to Seaman between the rings to Lanning. Lanning down the left side lays the ball up and in. Ties the game at 63. 1 minute in to overtime. Green with a basketball. Tyler Green on the dribble. Near corner. Three on the way by Eichley. Going to be short. Rebound, Olivares. He puts it back. He cut it in the air and put it in. Nobody screened him off, and Jordan Olivares scores. Far side, Seaman for three. That long three is not good. Crashing, getting the rebound that time was Vandertop. It's loose on the near side. Taken by Woodward. Far side, Seaman for three. It's good. I'll tell you, Vandertop went over the back that time, and there was no call. Hanford controlled it, and Seaman hits the three. And I'll tell you, the Wahigh fans behind me are absolutely beside themselves, and they may have a point. What an unfortunate circumstance, because they got the miss. Vandertop went in out of control, crashing in for the offensive rebound. Knocked a Blue Devil down. In the meantime, the Falcons get the rebound. And then Seaman has an opening on the left wing and knocks down the three. And Hanford calls a timeout with 2 minutes and 28 seconds to go in overtime. Hanford 66, Wahigh 65. The same five back in for Hanford. Blue Devils have not yet come out of their huddle. The Blue Devils trail by one, 66-65. Blue Devils will inbound in the backcourt to get play resumed. Dexter Eichle will inbound with 2:28 left in overtime. Ball into Lesmeister. And here we go. Lesmeister into the front court. High post to Jordan Olivares. Olivares free throw line, bouncing inside for Lesmeister. He lays it up. No, but he's fouled by Seaman. That is the first foul of the game on Seaman, the team's fourth in the second half, plus the overtime. Mitch Lesmeister to the free throw line. Two shots. Here's the first one. Good. That one ties the game at 66 with 2:16 to go. Grayson Gillen into the Blue Devil lineup. Jordan Olivares to the sideline. This free throw for the lead. Mitch Lesmeister. Free throw. Good. 67-66, the Blue Devils. Woodward front court, guarded by Green. Up top to Seaman. Near side to Woodward. Woodward between the rings to Vandertop. Vandertop down the right side of the lane. Double team for a moment. Near side, Woodward. Look out, he's open for three. He missed it, but he gets his own rebound. Near side, reloads on the baseline. Shot in and out. Rebound off to Grayson Gillen. And he gives off in the backcourt to Green. We're inside of 2 minutes remaining. 67-66, the Blue Devils. Green with a basketball, pass to the near side to Mullen. Mullen inside for Gillen. Gillen gets around a man, puts it up. It rolls off the front of the rim, no good. And Hanford gets the rebound. He got around landing that time, but wasn't quite able to finish. And Horner got the rebound in the meantime. Hanford the other way, a chance to take the lead. Seaman out front on the dribble against Lesmeister. Behind the back of the dribble. Down the near side, has the ball knocked away. It's loose near side. It's taken though by Lanning. Gets it up top to Woodward. Hands it off up top now to Lanning. Lanning on the far side to Vandertop. Back to Lanning. Long three on the way. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Vandertop gets the rebound inside and he's fouled with 1:13 to go. Nobody screened him off that time. He had an uncontested rebound. And he is fouled. He is fouled on the play on Tyler Green. That's his third. Blue Devils seventh in the second half in the overtime. Vandertop to the free throw line. Chance to tie the game here. The first free throw, good. We're tied at 67 with 1:13 remaining in overtime. Another free throw coming for Vandertop. It's up. It's no good. It's off the back of the rim. And Eichle gets the rebound. We remain tied at 67. Approaching the final minute, time remaining in the overtime period. Green with the basketball. High post to Gillen. Gillen to the top of the key. Bounce pass on the back door to Lesmeister, who lays the ball up and in. Holy Toledo. What a look by Gillen. What a finish by Lesmeister. We're in the final minute of the overtime. 69-67. The Blue Devils driving on the far side, putting the ball up and in. A response by Seaman in the low block, driving from the far side that time. Tying the game at 69. 38 seconds and counting. The time remaining. Near side with the basketball is Mullen. Mullen far side to Eichle. Lines up for a three. It's on the way. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound comes off to Lanning. And Hanford can go for the final shot. Woodward out of the backcourt on the dribble. We're tied at 69. Far side to Seaman. Seaman against Lesmeister with 15 seconds. 14, 13, 12. Seaman still on the dribble. Seaman still on the dribble with 9, with 8. Goes behind the back, near side, drops it off inside for Vandertop, laying good. Timeout Blue Devils. He dropped it off inside for Vandertop. Vandertop lays the ball up and in. And they're going to put 3 seconds back on the clock. It was 3.2 seconds when he put the ball up and in. Now it shows only 1.6. They're going to put 3 seconds on the clock. 71-69 in favor of Hanford. And if the Blue Devils go on to lose this game, one of the keys, offensive rebounds, that big offensive rebound just a moment ago by Vandertop, and now a field goal by Vandertop, has given Hanford the lead. The Blue Devils trail 71-69, 3 seconds on the clock. They're going to have to go the length of the court to pull something off. 71-69 in favor of Hanford in what has been a tremendous high school basketball game. One of those games where you say it's a shame that either one of these teams has to lose, because both teams have battled very, very hard indeed. And you have to wonder, if you're the Blue Devils, will they have anything left tomorrow night when they host the Richland Bombers in the Wall High Gym? Well, first things first. First, we have 3 seconds left in overtime. Hanford 71, Wall High 69. The Blue Devils will inbound in the backcourt. Who will inbound? It looks like Dexter Eichley will inbound. The Falcons will pick up a blue shirt wherever they can find one defensively. They put Woodward on Eichley, the inbounder. Blue Devils have to go the length of the court. 3 seconds to go. Eichley baseballs it to Green. Green far side, pulls up for a three in the wind. It's short, and the ball game is over. And Hanford holds on and defeats the Blue Devils by a final score of 71-69. They got a great look that time. Green down the far side had a good look at a three from the far wing, but it came up just short as time ran out. Our final score in overtime, Hanford 71, Wall High 69. And we'll be back after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he will happily monitor the development of your child's teeth for free anytime after age 7. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing.
Here we are in another commercial full of rhymes.
To tell you how Fazari's is keeping up with the times.
It's a whole new menu you will love to see.
Our sandwiches, pasta, pizza are now in HD.
Your complete satisfaction is still our mission.
But you won't see our pies in anything but high definition.
So be careful when you change the channel to your favorite show.
It might just cause you to head to Fazari's to dine in or a pizza to go.
Oh, boys, you make HD stand for hot and delicious.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and at Fazari's.com.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
We're back once again at the Hanford High School Gymnasium. I'm Roy Elia. We just witnessed an unbelievable basketball game between the Walla High Blue Devils and the Hanford Falcons. Definite heartbreak for the Blue Devils tonight, who go down to defeat by a final score of 71-69. A lay-in by Blake Vandertop. With 3 seconds left was the difference in the ball game. Also, a couple of key offensive rebounds, one in the fourth quarter, one in the overtime, proved to be critical as well. Not to mention the fact that the Falcons were absolutely phenomenal. Unofficially, they hit 10 three-point field goals in the ball game. That was another key factor in this contest as they prevail by a final score of 71-69. Better news for the Lady Blue Devils, who earlier this evening knocked off Hanford by a score of 49-33. Back on the boys' side, Hanford improves to 3-1 in the conference, 3-7 overall. Blue Devils now 2-1 in the conference. The Blue Devils losing their third straight game, now 3-5 on the season. We'll be back with some final unofficial numbers and wrap things up here at the Hanford High School Gymnasium in Richland after we take another two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
We've been bringing men to one knee since 1906. You see, we've been part of that moment when a man takes a little box from his pocket and he looks across at the woman he has a question for, and he's excited that he thinks he knows her answer. And then he gets down on one knee, and just a few words tumble out. I'm Skip at Falkenberg's Jewelers. Is it your moment to get down on one knee? Come see us. We have the diamond that will go in that little box that you will pull from your pocket. Falkenberg's Jewelers on Main Street, right in the heart of downtown Walla Walla.
Hello, this is Walla Walla Public Schools Superintendent Wade Smith. I'm excited to hit the ground learning and meet members of the community who have made Walla Walla a place proud to call their home. My focus this year is listening and then making sense of what I hear. This work will lead to a strategic planning process aimed at providing the district focus for the next 5 years and beyond. There will be vast opportunities for community input and reflection, so please share your hopes and dreams for the future when the time comes. Walla Walla Public Schools, putting students and their learning first.
It's time for this week's Walla Walla Public Schools Focus on Education. Here's Mark Higgins.
With the ringing in of 2017, the district recently announced its new vision, mission, and belief statements. School Board President Dr. David Hampson says the process was inclusive.
I can't emphasize enough how important this is, not because this is what the board believes in, but because this is what the community believes in.
Instructor Eric Mattson has revamped the C-Tech Construction Tech program to meet industry demands.
This class started out as electrical systems and technology. We are transitioning to construction technology. As we move forward, it's going to be covering all construction trades.
And finally, Wahai freshman Elsa Gomsrud and her classmates in the Youth and Government program are preparing for trips to Olympia and Washington, D.C.
I'm involved in this program because I think it's important to learn about how our government works and what the issues are.
And that's Walla Walla's focus on education. KGDC Walla Walla.
And we're back once again at the Hanford High School Gymnasium. I'm Roy Elia. Still need to catch our breath a little bit after a tremendous boys high school basketball game. Unfortunately, the Wahai Blue Devils tonight coming up short, losing it to the Hanford Falcons by a score of 71-69. And for our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game, as we continue our post-game show here. Boy, the Blue Devils had a lot of gallant efforts this evening, make no mistake about it. I'm going to pick Grayson Gillen as our Eric Kimball CPA player of the game. Grayson came off the bench, did a sensational job. 5 points in the second quarter, four more in the third, and four more in the fourth. He scored 13 points coming in off the bench. He was a presence outside, a presence inside, and certainly was a reason that the Blue Devils were very much in this ball game. Unfortunately, they come up short here this evening, but not because of the effort of Grayson Gillen, that's for sure. Grayson Gillen, our Eric Kimball, CPA, player of the game. Now, our Precision Garage Doors sportsmanship moment of the game. Precision Garage Doors has been serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding area since 2003. They offer garage doors, garage door openers, gate openers, and full service and repair of all brands. Competitive prices, quality products, and the best service is what you get. When you call Precision Garage Doors, give them a call, 509-520-2430. Final unofficial scoring in the ballgame for the Blue Devils. They had four players in double figures. Let's go straight down the list. Tyler Green had 10 points in the ballgame. Mitch Lesmeister had 16. Jordan Oliveira, 6. Grayson Gillen, our Eric Kimball CPA player of the game, had 13. Dexter Eichley with 5. Justin Oliveras had 5. Logan Mullen had 14 points in the ball game for the Blue Devils. Also, serious consideration for him, for our Eric Kimball CPA player of the game. The Blue Devils had 29 total field goals in this contest, 5 of which were 3-pointers. The Blue Devils, 7 of 10 from the free throw line, for a total 69 points. Those, again, unofficial numbers that we have for you. Hanford Falcons outscored the Blue Devils 10-8 in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils led 13-11 after one. They trailed 30-25 at halftime, 49-48 after three. The teams were tied at 61 going into overtime. And in overtime, Hanford manages 10 points. The Blue Devils manage 8. There's your final score. Hanford 71, Wahai 69. Tomorrow night, the Blue Devil boys and girls will be home to take on the Richland Bombers. We will have the action for you starting at or around 5:15 tomorrow evening. Girls game will tip off at 5:45. Boys game at 7:30. We hope to see you at the Wahai Gym tomorrow night for the Blue Devils action against the Richland boys and girls. Some thank yous to go out. Sincere thank you to Hanford Athletic Director Eric Davis for helping us get set up this evening. Big thank you to our in-studio engineer Juliana Fazzari for a job beautifully done back at our studios. Thanks to our sponsors, and of course thanks to all of you for listening to what was a tremendous high school basketball game here this evening. I'm Roy Eliah, reporting from the Hanford High School Gymnasium in Richland, telling you one final time, the Wahai Blue Devil boys defeated by the Hanford Falcons 71-69. The Wahai girls earlier this evening defeating Hanford by a score of 49-33. It is now time to return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC, and we wish each and every one of you a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahai Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.